From the redevelopment of Church Street to plans for a $30 million, 2.5-mile Champlain Parkway, Burlington is reinventing itself. But current plans call for the parkway to dump all incoming traffic at the Lake Street Junction, creating massive gridlock on Pine Street. So as long as we're sharing visions of the future in the Queen City, I'd like to propose one of my own. A light rail system that follows the same route as the proposed parkway could take cars off the road and cut carbon pollution. The rail route could easily cut over to Union Station on the waterfront without creating more congestion. Initially, I'd have light rail from where Route 7 or Shelburne Road meets Interstate 189. The former Kmart property could accommodate plenty of parking. Every 10 minutes, there would be a light rail service from Route 7 down to the Burlington waterfront and back. Bus spurs would take folks up to Church Street, UVM, and the hospital, and return to the waterfront. And with light rail, there'd be enough space along the line for small commercial shops and housing units. In my vision, I connect with trains from St. Albans, Montpelier, and Middlebury, plus rail service to Boston, New York, and Montreal. For that matter, I don't see why a light rail system couldn't take the place of the now-abandoned Cirque Highway, a 16-mile stretch of road originally conceived as an interstate loop around Burlington. In 1996, I proposed a 25,000-square-foot, year-round enclosed waterfront market close to Union Station that could provide a unique commercial venue for local producers. As a new shopping focal point, it would complement the Church Street Marketplace. It would be close to the new and improved Burlington Bike Path, which runs along the waterfront. With the addition of a new light rail system, people could walk, bus, bike, and ride the train to visit and shop at the waterfront market. Products could also be brought to market by rail. In my vision, Burlington could lead the way toward a more sustainable future by cutting down on the number of horseless carriages. At one time in Vermont, trains were the dominant means of moving people and goods about. Why not again?